1985 bill that didn't make it, like we're sitting here thinking this one might not make it through by December 31. And that's what happened in 1985. Well, guess what? It bounced right back. And I think it was probably April or May when it actually got passed in 86.
And as a practice tip, I would suggest to people that your clients ought to be looking at whether or not they want to harvest gains this year. We have a lot of clients that are still very concerned about the increase in the potential capital gain rate, and particularly as it applies to very high net worth and high income earners. And so we have a lot of clients that are actually harvesting gains.
If nothing else, the surcharge.
Right.
If there's going to be a bill, let's leave aside a rate increase, because there is some opposition to the rate increase. There does not appear to be opposition within the Senate to the surcharge. And you're talking on really high income, a total of an 8% surcharge, even on capital gains. So you're raising the effective rate of capital gains from 23.8 to 31.8. That is a big increase. And so I agree, if clients are coming to us right now and saying, I don't know what's going to happen, but if you have a client that's looking at triggering a gain, now is the time to do so. Now, what if you have a client that wants to trigger a gain and they've got the money to pay the tax, but they don't have a buyer? Well, then in that case, I strongly suggest you look real closely at a whole bunch of the anti-abuse rules out there in the code, including 1258, 1259, look at the disguised sale rules, look at transfers in exchange for non-qualified preferred stock. There are lots. There are roadmaps in the code.
Sales to control trusts.
Yeah.
There's lots of ways to generate a gain.
And it can be a capital gain.
Right.
If you know what you're doing, it can be done.
And there is no Section 267 that applies to gains.
Right. There is one, though. 707B, a sale from one partnership to another, recharacterizes as ordinary income. And always watch out for 1239 of sales of in assets which will be held as depreciable property in the hands of the transferee, both of which are avoidable if you know what you're doing.
Right.
So there are ways to structure and trigger a capital gain this year, and I think you're going to see a bunch of that being done.
What do you think about assuming you have an accommodating buyer, where you have a contract that calls for a closing next year and you close it this year on an installment sale and elect out of installment recording?
Yeah. Perfectly fine.
Absolutely fine.
Perfectly fine.
Yes, good point, Mike. Yes, we're seeing that happening. We're seeing a lot of elections out of installment sale instead of in.
But be careful with trying to do it with a related party.
Yes.
You'll get hurt. The rest of the provisions that were off of this September 13 list relate to the estate tax changes, state gift tax changes that did not make it into the bill. And of course, I don't know that you guys want to say anything about the expectation of the proposed changes to grantor trusts coming back. I imagine there will be a lot of discussion about that tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not an expert in any of this, and I'll be happy to defer to tomorrow. But I would say this is stuff to be really watchful of. There's a lot of political force.
Yeah, I think if there's two issues in the estate area that practitioners need to watch for very carefully, I think it's one is the acceleration in the reduction in the lifetime exemption, because we all know that's scheduled to expire December 31, 2025, anyway, and it would only take a very quick slash of a pen by Congress to change that date to December 31, 2021, or December 31, 2022. And I don't think there's a big constituency out there that would that that would argue about that argue against that. That's the one thing to look at. And the second thing I think you need to keep your eye on is changes to the defective grantor trust rules. Those are perceived even by Congress to be significant abuses, and I don't know that I share their opinion, but they're perceived to be significant abuses. So if whatever comes out of the Senate it's going to need revenue. Right now, anything they do in the Senate, we have to have revenue raisers because it's got to be neutral.
And they're $350 billion short right now, and they all know it.
According to the Joint Committee, as of a couple days ago, they're $350 billion short. So they've got to find that revenue someplace. So anyway.
Before we leave this and go to the partnership discussion, Dick, did you guys see the change to the grantor trust coming? I mean, it was not in the May changes, the wish list, but man, it just popped up on September 13th.
Well, the reason we didn't see it per se.